Fire, fury, power. My name is Legend.
Welcome to Fuel Your Drive.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Fuel Your Drive. I'm your host, Josh York. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Guys, before we get into today's episode, please, as a reminder, subscribe, like, share. It means the world to me. Remember, I'm doing this for you. So all I ask in return is nothing you got to pay. Just get out there, share the episode, get other people to, you know, start listening to the show. But let's get into it today. So I got a question on social media a couple of weeks ago about if I can give them three tips about being in business. And I've been in business over 16 years now, and I have learned a lot over the 16 years. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, you can hear a lot too from all these fake people on social media, but I've actually been in business. I run a real business, a very successful business, and I can give you some insight. So I was thinking, what are three great tips? The first one is you're always going to have pain. It never goes away. So I like to kind of compare that to exercising. You know, you want to be in great shape and you want to exercise and get great results. It's going to be uncomfortable and painful. And that never goes away. It's like I always kind of relate to my ice bath I do every morning. There's not a day that I want to go in that thing. I actually dread it every single day. It's extremely painful and there's nothing exciting about jumping into that thing. Same thing in business. You know, it's like the weather. You know, it rains, it's sunny, it snows, you get storms, but it always passes. My advice to you is when you are going through painful moments, and sometimes they can be so bad, sometimes you think you could be losing it all, like literally, like you think you could be going out of business tomorrow. Be patient. It will pass. Everything always passes. Everything. So don't be reactive. Be patient. Lesson tip number two. And this is a really great one. People think they can do everything on their own. And if you want to scale and grow a business, number one, you need systems. You need the right systems so you can scale appropriately. So you got to really focus on the operations of the business. But you need a great team. You need to understand what you're really good at, and that's the lane you need to stay in. You need to find out, you know, what you're going to need and which areas you're going to need to really grow and develop the business, and that's where you hire for, and you put the right people in place for those positions. Now, if you do not have a great culture, you are not going to win. If you do not, you know, have everybody in it where they're in it to win it, you're not going to win. That is very, very important. So no one can do anything great alone. You have to work together as a team. It's very, very important. Another lesson that I have learned over being in business in the last 16 years is, you know, a lot of people are going to try to come after you. You will get sued. People will try to take you down. You can try to avoid it, but you will never avoid it. It's going to happen. It will happen, and it's not going to happen one time, you know, maybe if you're really lucky, but it's going to happen many times. Now, let me explain something to you so you understand one thing. The only people that win in lawsuits are the lawyers. That's it. No one else. So regardless of the problem, be mature and try to figure it out and have a mature conversation. Look, there's always going to be many problems, but there's solutions to every single problem. You just got to work through it. But do not go the route of getting attorneys involved, because at the end of the day, you're all losing. And the one who's winning is the attorney. And they're the one that's smiling in the end because they got all the money in their bank account. Be mature and work through problems. So those are three tips. You know, other things that I just think about just being in, over the years. You know, look, when I talk about number one, which is the pain, there's always crisis. You need to develop your mindset and you need to really work on focusing on, you know, letting these things pass. Because once, you know, once a bad thing happens, the second time it becomes a little easier. The third time it becomes a little easier. After a certain amount of time, you just become numb to it. You become absolutely numb to the pain. And when you go through so much disappointment, right? Because it's always a roller coaster ride. There's highs and lows all the time. But the more you go through that disappointment over and over again, the stronger you become. And it becomes easier and easier. So remember that, please. Guys, you know, I like to keep it short and sweet. I'm busy. I also got a lot of things to do. So listen, Like, subscribe, share, comment, please. It means the world to me. Guys, until next time, fuel your drive. See ya. Fire, fury, power. My name is Legend.